Hanico Rane Yanane no Chitanto Gimewa Hanico Rane Hanico Rane Hanico Rane Wichitanto Gimewa Hanico Rane Yana.
This is KBOO Portland. Thank you for listening. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Napi Farms, specializing in sustainable U-Pick blueberries practices. Napi Farms U-Pick Blueberries is located at 10280 Southeast Orient Drive in Boring, Oregon. For more information, the number is 503-663-808-885 or online at nappyfarms.com. Coming up next, we have Disability Awareness with Grace Reed speaking with Alan Delator, Research Associate at Portland State University's Institute on Aging, and Tracy Morgan, Project Manager at the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability, about their research on older adults and people with disabilities. At 11:30, on Voices for the Animals, host Dab Stedman talks with Seth Tibbett, the founder and chairman of Tofurkey Company, and the development of Tofurkey, the first plant-based meat alternative to a turkey dinner sold commercially in the U.S. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. Not currently a member? You can become one by going to KBOO.fm and clicking on Donate.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to be a founding sponsor of the Waterfront Blues Festival, the hallmark event for the Oregon Food Bank. Once again, with our partners at Oregon Community Media, KBOO will be broadcasting the four-day festival in the Portland metro area, across the state from Astoria to Ashland, and from Andrews to Antelope, and around the world at KBOO.fm. Remember to support your local food bank as you tune in to your community radio station, KBOO Portland, to enjoy the 29th annual Waterfront Blues Festival.
This is Disability Awareness, and today I have four guests, we are going to be talking about recruitment. All these folks are recruiting for their different projects, so I'm going to introduce Alan Delator.
Yeah. Hi, Grace. Thanks for having me on today. I'm a research associate at Portland State University, and I'm working on the City of Portland's Residential Infill Project Stakeholder Advisory Committee.
Cool.
And I'm Morgan Tracy with the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. I'm the project manager for the Residential Infill Project.
Oh, my goodness. And we have Kyle Moses. And Kyle.
Hey, how are you all? Thanks for having me. I'm working with the city, the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, working with the Disability Leadership Academy.
And?
Morning. I'm Patrick Philpott. I work with Kyle in the disability program at the Office of Neighborhood Involvement on communications and producing the disability news letter for the public.
My goodness, I have some important people here today. Folks, this is Disability Awareness, and I have the honor of having some really high-powered front-end people from PSU, from city government, And newspaper, Facebook, Disability Awareness Portland City Hall. And they are recruiting on their different projects. They are in need of you stepping up and helping them with their projects. Let's start out. Yes.
So I want to talk a little bit about the Residential Infill Project. And as you know, Portland is growing. We're projecting about 123,000 new households in the next 20 years. As we know, it's a great place to live. Portland's a great place to live. Close connection to natures and parks, wonderful neighborhoods, great restaurants. But this growth is also having an impact on our housing costs. The housing costs are rising, which is displacing lower-income households to the fringes of the city. Also, over the next 20 years, we're anticipating our housing needs to change. Our household sizes are decreasing from about 2.3 people to 1.9 people per household. So the household sizes are getting smaller. The number of households with children is decreasing from about a third to a quarter of households. And you know, increasing diversity within the city. So what that means is that we need more small units, more affordable units for folks to age in place and stay within our communities.
I am one of them.
Yeah.
So I shall have the keys after the show.
Excellent. Yeah. So we've got this situation. We're talking about infill development in the city and how that should look over the next 20 years.
Okay.
Our project specifically has been tasked to look at adapting the zoning codes for single-dwelling neighborhoods to address the needs of current and future generations. So not just the people that live here, but the people that want to live here and the people who live here's children. So we're looking at basically three topics. We're addressing three topics with this project. The first is looking at the scale of houses and reducing the allowed size of houses to make sure that new houses and home additions are better, consistent, more compatible with existing homes in neighborhoods. Once we've dialed in that house size, that appropriate house size, then we're taking a look at finding ways to add additional housing types like duplexes and triplexes on corners and multiple accessory dwelling units to accommodate the folks that need a smaller, less expensive housing choice.
That's a hot topic right now, and I'll get back to you. Alan, how do you fit in with this?
Well, I'm a member of the Stakeholder Advisory Committee for the Residential Infill Project and was brought in as having two roles. One is as a former Portland Commission on Disability member. I retired a couple of weeks ago, or actually was given what was auxiliary membership rather than being a primary member. But also I co-coordinate Portland and Multnomah County's age-friendly initiatives. So my job is to make sure that when we're talking about the new types of housing, that we're also looking at accessibility as an important component of that. And I'll let Morgan keep going with a little bit more of the details before I make my pitch.
Well, and what I'm going to do is go over here now to Kyle. And how do you fit in to all of this? Because it all fits in. We're all on the same page trying to make things happen for disabled elders, marginalized, oppressed, and people that have means, for that matter.
So the city is actually creating a Disability Leadership Academy, and that's going to kick off in the fall, and it's going to be in three phases. The first phase is basically going to be with workshops, so 6 to 9 workshops, and that will span between October and February. And then in addition to that, we're going to have then an experiential portion where the people with disabilities 18 and older can actually utilize the skills that they have learned in that particular first phase and put it to good use. And the third phase then is the graduation, where they can really then, you know, celebrate and then create sort of the additional awareness moving forward, whether it's PCOD, joining PCOD, or joining DSAC, or a number of the other places where disability is first and foremost, you know, it's on the front lines.
So, and Patrick, you are writing and running the Facebook Disability for Portland. Go ahead and tell me.
Well, I've partnered with Kyle, because currently the full-time position is open and they'll be filling it soon. Mm-hmm. And I've had experience working in the disability program and with the Commission on Disability. And I had been asked to come back to work on the Disability News, which yes. is put out twice a month, mm-hmm. first and third Wednesdays, and I try to get content of events, workshops, resources, mm-hmm. and try to get the word out, because it's very difficult, especially for organizations, to know where to go.
Yes.
And I'm trying to pull more organizations into providing content so we can have a real hub. And going out with Kyle, doing outreach, is helping bring an awareness of the organizations and individuals to the programs that ONI has. And leadership is a big thing. They want to engage the public and help them be more active in the civic system to be able to help mm-hmm. guide policy and provide information to help all Portlanders have access to this, to all the resources of this city.
Yeah, it's a fabulous. I've been on that, and it's a fabulous resource. Tell us how to reach. What is your site? How do people reach you?
Well, the news is on the PortlandOregon.gov website, and it's down several layers under the Office of Neighborhood Involvement. The easiest way is to email disabilitynews@portlandoregon.gov. And I can add anybody to get the mm-hmm. monthly email newsletter, or at least provide links to the online version, as well as there's a downloadable EPUB that I've started, okay. and that's providing. And that's really been very well received. I've gotten almost more hits on that than on the news website itself.
Yeah. And that is, and that's a very important situation, because that is where you will find Kyle Moses and his recruitment situation, mm-hmm. and let's get back to and the two other gentlemen here, Alan. Go for it again. How does this all fit in? You want people to reach you. See, there's a lot of statistics and there's a lot of stuff going on around housing, and this is all. I know the city government wants, and I'm very involved in city government on many levels too. And I'm a member of DSAC, for instance. Which is how I found all you guys, through this, through Patrick. But statistics and a lot of busyness around this, and a lot of we're going to do this, and we want to do this, and we should do this, PSU, city government leadership academy, funneling all through. This is where you can reach all of you. This is where we can reach all of you. Very little gets done, so we want done.
So we're actually at a really good point in our project's process in terms of engaging with the public. We've been meeting with our stakeholder advisory committee, which Alan is a member of, over the past 9 months. We've had many meetings, sharing a lot of statistics and data and information, getting them up to speed. And they've helped in their dialogue and discussions, helped formulate and refine our concepts that we're bringing out to the public now. So we're at this period where we're sharing those ideas. We have an online open house. We're holding a series of in-person open houses throughout various parts of the city. Which we'll come back and let your listeners know where those are.
Why don't you announce that now? Because this is only a half an hour show, and we've had so few, so I want people to know how to reach you so that they can then get the information they need.
That's great.
You know.
Yeah, so actually tomorrow night at Tabor Space at 54th and Belmont, we'll be holding an open house from 6:30 to 8:30. That's the next one. We're having another one at Clinton Firehouse next week, next Wednesday, July 6th. East Portland Neighborhood Office will be on the 13th of July, also at 6:30. July 14th, we'll be at the German American Society over near Sandy Boulevard and 56th, and there will be an ASL interpreter available at that open house. And we have another open house scheduled for July 30th at the Smile Station in Selwood. That's from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's on a Saturday. And then Alan has also helped us by connecting us with BSU.
Yeah. Alan.
Yeah. So as part of this push to really get input from the public, we realized we wanted to focus on a particular population or group of folks. So we've really reached out to advocates and stakeholders in the areas of older adults and people with disabilities. And we're specifically holding a project open house on Wednesday, July 20th from 4:00 to 6:00 at Portland State University's Urban Center. That's at 506 Southwest Mill Street on the second floor in the Parsons Gallery. More information will also be available at agefriendlyportland.org. We're getting that information up right now, which will have a link to the larger project website as well as the specifics for this July 20th event. And we're really hoping to get people to come out and talk about a couple of issues that are kind of in the weeds. I think talking about housing accessibility in particular, how is the current report and the current direction of this committee really improving housing accessibility, and what are some of the details around the type of accessible housing that we need for the future of Portland? So please come out, please give your input. Go to agefriendlyportland.org if you want to look for additional details. You can also contact me directly at my email address. That's Alan D, A-L-A-N-D, at pdx.edu.
Which is great. And then just to sort of follow up on that, we also have additional information about the project on our city's project website, which is portlandoregon.gov/bps/infill. And you can access our online open house there, learn more about the actual other in-person open houses, participate online with the online open house and a questionnaire for feedback.
So, Patrick, you have all that, I'm sure, and so that's going to go through these, and we'll announce it again, because there's a lot to absorb, but folks, people are, it's an exciting time for the disabled right now, because there's so much going on, and so much focus on helping us. I'm 73, I'm disabled, I have MS, and I'm usually in a scooter. And I'm broke, and I'm old, and I'm toothless, but I'm a disability awareness KBOO broadcaster. Yay for me!
And you're dynamite.
I'm dynamite. Thank you. And I have a master's degree from Portland State in conflict resolution and restorative justice. And when I was going there, it wasn't that accessible. Mm-hmm. It really wasn't. So there's a lot of help that's needed. And I was yammering on about accessibility when I was there a lot, but it's gotten better thanks to you folks.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. So Kyle, more about your situation, what dates coming up, expectations?
So basically the Disability Leadership Academy, as I said, is going to really talk about empowering from the inside. Honestly, like that's what a lot of people with disabilities need, to not only feel valued, but then understand the sort of system with which everyone is sort of operating in the city. So understanding the city, understanding how it operates, and then understanding how you can sort of infiltrate from the inside. That's basically the long and short of what we're looking to do.
And you know, I have, because I am an elder, I'm involved with a lot of elders, of course. I also work with street youth and so on, and I work mostly with the homeless, addict street youth. But I live with a lot of elders that are incredibly lonely and sad and depressed and inactive, and mm-hmm. and not knowing, they want to get up and do something. They don't have a reason to get up out of bed and go do something, a lot
right.
of these people.
Right.
So this is where your organization and your Leadership Academy training, and I'm going to be part of that, I hope. I'm going to be part of that. But so what more can we do, just all of us, what more can we do to engage the very people? See, there's a gap here, isn't there? You guys are doing everything you can to help the disabled, the elderly, the disabled, the marginalized, the oppressed, so on and so on. And then we have an awareness, if you will, because I know when I came up to your office, we have an awareness that the people that are trying to be reached aren't so reachable?
Well, I think it really comes down to doing the outreach, to going where they are and not expecting them to come to the city, you know, because like the city is, you know, their domain, so to speak. But I think in general, it's much easier for, you know, those that are have that power in the city to go outwards in the outreach campaign and really look, you know, for those people that are really involved and really want to make a difference in their lives and find those skills. So that's my mission right now.
Can you list some of the I know you had quite a list of can you list some of the phase one, phase two, phase three, I think it was.
Yeah, so
and what is your first meeting? Where do people toddle over to find you for that?
Okay, so you can reach me at kiel.moses@portlandoregon.gov. Regarding, you know, where what the next phase is, we're in the recruitment phase. That's why I'm here.
Recruitment, yeah.
And we're looking for people that are 18 and above who are self-motivated and have a disability, self-identified, not identified by the medical practice or whatever. It's self-identification. 10 to 15 people that are, as I said, self-motivated and looking for a 9-month to 12-month particular academy in those three phases that I talked about before.
Who will go and
change the world.
Go and change the world and engage with the folks literally on the other side of the table. It's radio, you can't see that, but the and then Patrick is gathering this wool gathering and making sure all of this information is out there so you can get in touch and reach folks if you want to be part of the academy. You can reach Kyle if you want to feed information to Patrick, or more importantly, if you want to glean information, because that's a huge amount of, that's a lot of work. If you want to glean information from Patrick, you can go and look at all the stuff you can get involved with. I know I'm involved. I'm going to get involved with more. It's yummy. And then so then we have PSU and city government that are going. We have our projects, so you can see how this is all interfacing, right? So we need these people to come over to you. What are you guys going to do to help them get over to you? So that's a gap. It is a huge gap. It really is.
If I could, I'd just like to add a point here in that a lot of the work that I've been engaged with, as well as the Portland Commission on Disability, and that we're advocating for wider populations, for older adults, people with disabilities, but it's critically important in really getting the voices of the people in the community directly related or directly connected with city government, which is why this open house is critically important. I can advocate as much as I'd like to from a perspective, but to really get the voices of people who will be affected and to get that person-to-person interaction is critically important. There's an old adage out there, nothing about us without us, which I think has its origins in, you know, no taxation without representation. And it's critically important because I don't understand the issues that may exist in the blind, low vision, deaf, hard of hearing, mobility impairment communities. So to get the real voices directly connected with the people who are shaping policy is important. So we highly encourage people to get out at this event. I'll make this final plug here for Wednesday, July 20th from 4 to 6 at PSU. This is an open house to talk about the changes in our city's zoning code and how we might be able to improve aspects of accessible housing. For instance, townhomes might have been built traditionally side by side. Could we think about a lower level and an upper level with that bottom level being more accessible, or incentivizing in certain ways accessibility as part of the changes that are going on in our city?
So we have July the 20th, a real date where you can come over to PSU at 506 Mill Street.
The Parsons Gallery.
Parsons Gallery.
Yeah, and you can take the streetcar, MAX, bus line. It's although it's not going out to the community, we wanted to have a place that was very accessible and transit rich. So Portland State offers that, and the Parsons Gallery is an incredibly accessible venue as well.
July the 20th next. That's a biggie, folks. Come on over and connect, because in fact, if you connect on July the 20th, you will also be connecting with Kyle's work and go ahead.
So I just wanted to reiterate that we are sort of at a really nice ground floor here. We're still talking about concept level proposals. So this is a real good opportunity for the public to help influence what those proposals look like when we bring them to the City Council in November.
Good. And so do you have a date where, any kind of date where people can show up and actually, can they come to your office if they want to
sure.
be part of the academy? Or?
So anyone who's, again, interested can, I'm on the third floor and on the third floor of City Hall, and it's the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, and the door is always open, and
have they given you a bigger office?
No, they have not. That's okay.
I came rolling in with my scooters, like it took forever to get me out of there. It was bouncing into everything, but that's okay. He's got an office, so show up.
Right.
And talk.
But in addition to that, I mean, I really think that going out and doing everything that I can, you know, to sort of go out and not just be complacent and have them come to me, even mm-hmm. though City Hall is everyone's house. It's, you know, I think that it's also my job as a city employee to go out and actually, you know, yeah. be part of what's really going on the ground floor and not sort of expect the opposite, you know, to exactly. happen. I think that that's really, really important.
Yeah, and outreach and income and incoming and outreaching and overwhelming and well anything. And also DSAC is Disability Services Advisory Council, and I was elected on to that. Thank you. I'm a advisory council person. And you, I know, Moses, you came over and talked to us. We would invite you guys to come over and talk to us as well. If you want to be part of the DSAC, we're also recruiting. Talk to Rebecca Miller, 503-988-3769. And so there's DSAC, city government, PSU, Portland government, incoming. Anyway, you got all the information, right? And then Patrick, Philip, again, how do people reach you?
The email to ask for information or to be put onto the list to receive it every couple of weeks is disabilitynews@portlandoregon.gov. And communications is a huge part of what is going to make yeah. any success with progress.
Yeah.
And I also use, there's a city online calendar, so I get disability events up on there, and we have a City of Portland Disability Facebook page. So we try to use a lot of different venues to get the word out.
Email. How do we reach you guys?
I also wanted to follow up with Kyle and thread in the email information here. If you have an organization, the listeners out there have an organization, and you'd like to discuss options for getting information about our project and the draft proposals to you, you can give us an email at residential.infill@portlandoregon.gov.
Last emails, contacts, last words.
If I could, just very briefly, so the information for the upcoming July 20th event will be posted on agefriendlyportland.org, and I'll make a quick plug as well for the Age Friendly initiative. So both the city and the county are engaged in creating a city that's better for people of all ages and abilities. There's a lot going on, but it's going to be a project or projects that are carried out in perpetuity. So other opportunities to get involved in housing, transportation, social respect, reducing isolation. Yeah. We've got a lot to do in order to make a city that works well for everyone.
We really do.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate all you folks for coming out. And
well, thank you, Grace.
Recruiting, and getting us all better, getting us all, you know, because the world is tragic right now, but not everything is tragic. So come on over, go to Kyle, get in his face and say, hey, Kyle, I want to be part of your leadership academy. Check out Patrick's huge information gathering thing. I mean, my gosh, I didn't know all that was going on. Seriously, I didn't know a lot of that stuff was going on. So seriously, good service. Please get involved with Alan and get involved with Tracy Morgan. We have 1 minute. I didn't know that. I have a clock that is, I thought, okay, we have one more minute. So last words. I think one of the things that I wanted to address right now is time frame. How long are we looking at? Right now we've got an immediate, Kyle wants to recruit right now. If you want to be involved in any of this, come over to Kyle. You want to be part of the Leadership Academy. You're disabled. You want to be part of something. Go to Kyle. Get in his face. Sign up for the Leadership Academy, right?
Correct.
If you want to be involved with go to PSU, or if you go to PSU, you have enormous opportunities here. So please take advantage of this, folks, and support KBOO Disability Awareness. And thank you for tuning in.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you for your work.
See?
Up next at 11:30 is Voices for the Animals with host Dab Stedman.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the 16th Annual Portland Zine Symposium, a two-day zine conference and social gathering on Saturday, July 9th and Sunday, July 10th in Portland. From 11 a.m. till 5 p.m. on Saturday, there will be tabling and workshops at the Ambridge Event Center, located at 1333 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Then, on Sunday, July 10th, from 11 a.m. till 5 p.m., there will be workshops and a Skillshare at the Independent Publishing Resource Center, located at 1001 Southeast Division Street. Again, that's the 16th Annual Portland Zine Symposium, Saturday, July 9th, and Sunday, July 10th.